If he were to sleep with your wife, you would congratulate her. Homeless people beg him to take their change. If Martin Luther King was alive, he would not go to work on his birthday. He once swam with dolphins in Lake Michigan. Merely touching his sweat can make anyone pregnant. Ironically, no one has ever seen him sweat. He knows who killed both Biggie and Tupac, but he is not a snitch. His charm is so intoxicating that you are not allowed to drive or operate heavy machinery after looking in his eyes. He is the most interesting man in the hood.
Welcome to the Burberry Lounge, the most chill spot on these internet streets. Come in, make yourself comfortable, and wrap a minute with your host, the professor of chill himself, Mr. Burberry Jones.
Once again, it's on. I just wanted to say something different because I always say, what's up, world? Or, you know, every time I try to do a show, I go into it saying, I'm going to say something different. And I always say the same thing, so... this time I said something different. Welcome to the Burberry Lounge. I am your host, the humble Burberry Jones. Today's show, well, it's pretty much action-packed. I'm going to break down some American issues that we got going on. I've been wanting to do some more serious stuff, but from my point of view, kind of like my version of talk radio. But then again, I've always, you know, I'm kind of funny. I'm kind of, you know, I'm all over the place. I'm a little bit of everything. I try to give you some information, but, you know, there's so many funnier things and issues. And sometimes when things are on my heart and when things are bothering me, I really don't feel like being funny, or I want to talk about, you know, I can't personally justify saying things that are funny when I don't feel like that's the most important thing I need to do. So, there we go. We're going to talk about guns today. We're going to talk about gun control, where I stand on it, and how things are going with our country. So, we're going to talk about that. But, before we do that, I'm going to do something I haven't done in a while, and I'm going to do it off the cuff, because I ain't wrote none of these down. Which I did in the first season, a lot. I did a little bit less in the second season, and I haven't done it at all yet in the third, so I'm going to give some shout-outs to some podcasters, man. Just things for y'all to check out. I may even do a blog post about it. I've been wanting to just basically have a show. I've been wanting to show support to the people that support me, one, and then the people I like to listen to also, so that's the second thing. So I'm gonna give a shout out to my man Rashani from Single Simulcast. Shout out my boy Jay from Up for Discussion, the official Up for Discussion podcast. Tyrone and Tamika over at the Couch 4 podcast, and then also Shadow 4 podcast. I call them the four Channel 4 podcast. I gave him that name, and so royalties will be sent to me. You can send them through PayPal at theofficialburberry@gmail.com and just hook me up there. I want to shout out Mr. Moody from Mr. Moody's Neighborhood. I want to shout out Cousin Ed, DJ Naturel. My dudes down in Texas, beating the block. Montoyas and Cyber Soldier down in Houston. They doing their thing. I want to shout out the black guy who tips, Rod and Karen. I want to shout out the Dream Team, again with Rashani, Scarfinger, and Adjective J. Oh, man, there's so many. I know I'm forgetting people. That's why I never do this, because if I forget somebody, people get sensitive. And then, you know, I get tweets or emails or phone calls saying, why didn't you shout my show out? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? or people slandering me on their shows or whatever. So, I mean, if I forgot you, charge it to my head, not my heart. I listen to like 14 or 15 different podcasts every week. Ignorant Show, John, Toy, and Rivers. I knew I forgot something. I'm still forgetting people. Anyway, check all these guys out. They got great shows. They're all different, but, you know, I support them all, and I listen to them. If I don't listen to them every week, I will listen to them every 2 weeks. So I really do get it together in listening and trying to listen. And I always support. So, you know, I hope you guys do check it out after you listen to this show. Hopefully this won't be the last show you listen to. Because I'm going to go in on this gun issue. I don't really have a position on whether guns should be banned or legal and things like that. But I just got some common sense things I want to talk about. And I'm going to get right into that after we get back from this break. I'll see you on the other side. It's the Burberry Lounge.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on. And this world keeps on turning. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. For the good time. the good time. One time, girl. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times. For the good times. And here's what you ought to do. Make your head.
Before I get started, I'm going to give a special shout out to the president on his second inauguration. Good luck with the next 4 years. I hope you get a lot done. I hope you can get a lot done. I know it's not all incumbent on the president to do things, but I mean, if he put it out there, he put a vision out there for America, and I hope he can reach it. I doubt it, but you know, if we can get to 70%, it's better than nothing. But now that all that's been said, we're going to talk about violence in America and guns and the whole Second Amendment situation. I will say that I'm not a gun guy. My dad owns guns. My uncles, most of those in my family hunt, fish, kind of outdoorsy. I know younger black folks don't know nothing about that, but they hunt, they fish, they do all that stuff. So, but my dad has guns. He has rifles and he has a couple handguns, and I don't really believe he's fired any of them since I was like 17. We would go out and shoot cans and things like that off of things. So I would say that, you know, I can talk about it. I don't know if I didn't grow up hugging a gun, having one when I was 2 or 3. Or, you know, I didn't grow up around them. They were in the house. I mean, and I know where they are, but I just don't. Just wasn't my thing. So, I don't love them. I don't hate them. It just wasn't my thing. So, now that I've said that, we're going to go into the discussion. Pretty much, video games always come to the forefront. And the violence in video games and movies always, always get talked about when it's. When it has to do with a mass shooting or something like that. And I'm just going to say that I don't believe any of it has to do with anything. I mean, I've played video games all my life. I've watched violent movies. My parents didn't really filter what I did and how I did it, per se. I've seen movies when I was a kid. I just, you know, watched whatever I wanted to, pretty much. If it was blood, gore, violence, things like that. Now, of the sexual nature, yeah, they wouldn't let me watch anything that was, like, graphic or anything like that. But, you know, I saw Predator. I saw Terminator when I was, like, 5 or 6. I mean, I was watching those movies, so it really didn't, you know, it was just a movie to me. And it was explained that this is a movie. I love horror flicks. I love zombie movies, things like that. The Lost Boys is one of my favorite movies of all time. And I saw those when I was a kid. I mean, it wasn't kept for me. Oh, no, you don't need to watch that. Don't watch that, this, that, and other. Language wasn't a big deal. But the only thing that I was really censored from is sexual-natured movies. But it's just, I don't really see it because I have always been of the opinion that it's on a screen. It is a movie. You can't do this in real life. Now, you know, I grew up in a two-parent household for the most part. My dad was in the military, and he was often gone 9 months out of the year. So, you know, I can kind of understand, you know, the single mother thing and things like that. Because my mom was a single mom for a lot of the years that we were growing up. And yeah, we had my dad, but he was on the other side of the earth, on a boat somewhere. But at the same time, we knew that, you know, there's certain things you can and can't do. And this leads me to a whole other point, but I just really think it's individual responsibility, and that's what causes a lot of these things. People aren't being responsible for themselves. People aren't getting the needed help. I know mental health's been brought up in the last mass shooting debate with the Sandy Hook, but I'm not sure mental health has a whole lot to do with it. There aren't a ton of crazy people blowing up things. I know it happens. I mean, it happens. But I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, all crazy people are going around and getting guns and blowing stuff up and killing massive amounts of people. It just doesn't happen. I'm being real about this, and I think if you would just be real about it, a lot of people, you know, could save lives. Like, I'm going to be honest. I don't believe that anything that is proposed by the president or Republicans or anybody else is going to do anything. It all comes down to the person. And I don't buy the whole argument that I need a automatic weapon or semi-automatic weapon that is used in times of war for most parts of the world to defend myself from an intruder. I mean, that's always what you get. You get the intruder thing. I'm not big on that either, but I'll break that down in another segment. So, games and movies. I had the most violent video game of all time at the time, Mortal Kombat. I remember I was waiting for it to come out. I think I was 14, 13, somewhere around there. We had scrapped up, saved our money. Mama went and bought it for us. I remember the big stink was, it was the first, one of the first games with those ESRB ratings. And, you know, it's mature or whatever. So my mama went and got it for us. And we played it. And we beat it with just about all the characters. I mean, it was fun. We had like 8 people at the house that day when we got to school. Just tore it up, man. Just hours on hours of stuff like that. But none of us killed anybody. None of us had any emotional issues. None of us had anything like that. So I don't buy how video games and or movies have anything to do with mass shootings. It's got to be something else. Another point I want to make is these same games, these same movies are released in other countries. And they don't have near the violent crime problem that we do. It's just, it's something in our culture, something in what we do and how we do it and how we go about our business that causes this. They don't have this issue in Canada, which I believe because it's cold, but it's not always cold. They don't have issues like this in developed countries the way that we do. They don't have people going in and shooting up. Well, of course, they can't have access to those guns, but they may go in and stab them. But, I mean, and that's something that they don't look at. I mean, all the people on TV, all the people on the news, all the people that write about these things, they always say, well, video games are a cause, or they attribute video games to being a part of the problem. But what they don't realize is that these very same games are released all over the world. And those places don't have the problems we have. So what are they doing different than us? But they don't look at it. I mean, I don't get who's paying them. Because all you got to do really is follow the money. There's a lot that goes on in this country that never gets reported, never gets talked about, never gets sensationalized because people honestly don't care about it. So they're not gonna report it. They want to get you riled up. Media wants to get you to feel a certain way about something. You have to ask yourself why. And that's the thing. And that's what I try to do. But basically, my take on the whole video games things is bogus. Movies also. I mean, I can watch Rambo all day. I'll let my kids watch Rambo, any of those movies they want to see. I'll let them watch it. They're not crazy. I mean, if you think you can fly like Superman, go jump off the couch. See what happens. That would just pretty much disprove that whole theory. I mean, you could pretend you're flying like Superman, but, you know better than go jump off the couch or off the roof or out, you know, out the window or anything like that. It's just the way that people try to scapegoat things that personally can't defend themselves. I mean, it's an inanimate object. It's a game. The makers of the game can defend it, but for what? Why? Why even bother? So they attack things that can't defend themselves. But I just feel that, you know, we need to chill as a society on this whole video games movies. We need to take a look in the mirror and be more responsible for what we do and our actions and just back. I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back after this.
Lovers go, that's what folks say. Hey, man, this is Rashani. You know, with all of these situations going on, with shootings and everything, with Sandy Hook and the 15-year-old teenager who shot up his whole family and then was going to shoot up his girlfriend's family and then was going to go shoot up a Walmart, they all have one thing in common. They're causing panic, which is making people really gloss over the real issue in this situation. The old adage that guns don't kill people, people kill people, is still accurate. I know tons of people with guns who haven't shot anybody yet, you know, and I know tons of police officers who walk around every day with a gun who haven't gone postal and shot people up yet. But, you know, in these horrific situations, people tend to fall back upon what they believe, what they've been led to believe, what they've been taught to believe, what their preconceived notions show them. And what they show them is that, hey, if we were able to get people to hand over their guns, the world would be safer. Well, no, if you got people to hand in their guns, then the people who don't give a fuck about the law still wouldn't hand in their guns. So you just have gangbangers and terrorists and all them motherfuckers with guns. You know, when I saw this on The American President back when Michael Douglas was in Benning, who was a badass white woman, I just want to say that again. I thought it was funny, you know. I thought it was a good plot point. Now that's in real life, it's not funny. Fuck y'all. Don't touch my guns. So here's where I stand on gun regulation. In the front of the fucking line, waiting to pick up my new shotgun and semi-automatic pistol. That's where I stand. Fuck with a nigga. Come to my house. Get banged on. It's out of control. For real. You need to look at the real issues. Stop blaming guns for the things that stupid and crazy people are doing. All right, Burberry, as always, be good. Peace.
And I'm back. All right, we're about to get into the Second Amendment thing. Pretty much my dealings with the Second Amendment, I don't really care for it. I don't see why we need guns. I've already stated that. I feel like this. I feel like you ought to be able to buy handguns for protection or whatever, and shotguns for hunting or whatever you need to hunt something. Outside of that, you don't need it. I know that's probably going to piss some people off, but, you know, I don't care. You don't need assault weapons to take care of yourself. You don't need anything of that nature. But here's the deal that Americans don't seem to get. And in this country, I feel like, in this country, we've done everything ourselves. No one has helped us do anything. Nobody has ever really done anything for us. We've done everything on our own. So, in keeping with that narcissism that we have, we don't have to deal with any of that stuff. So we protect ourselves. We, you know, we made it ourselves. My degree is specifically because of the work that I put in. It had nothing to do with my mother helping me out or my father showing me how to do things or my grandma pushing them to do things or, you know, it has nothing to do with any of that. It's all me. I did this. It's very narcissistic. So in keeping with that, I can defend my home and I this, I that, I need, I should be able to buy whatever. Personally, I would love to have a rocket launcher. I don't see why. But, I mean, people would be afraid. And that's fine. You can be afraid. I want my rocket launcher. I really do. But I just don't understand why I can't have that. But you can have all these other weapons that you don't need. I've read a stat that there's 300 million guns in this country and 310 million people. There's pretty much a gun for every person. And there's a lot of people that don't own guns. So let's just do the math here. There's a lot of people that own a ton of weapons. For what? There's a lot of people that have that arsenal and say, well, when the black helicopter, when the feds come and this, that, and the other. I'm going to tell you like this. When the feds come, they're not coming by themselves. There's not going to be one black helicopter. There's not going to be two guys standing outside. Most of the time, you won't know when the feds come. When they come for you, they are coming. There's going to be 50, 100 people. They will get you. There's nothing else you can do. Okay, you fire off a few rounds, you might kill two or three of them, but they will get you. So what's the point? I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand why semi-automatic or even automatic weapons are needed. I don't. Another thing I don't get. There are limits. Believe it or not, people. I'm going to educate you. We have the right to bear arms. Yes, we do. But there's also limits to that. There should be, anyway. So, we're not limiting the Second Amendment. Let's go back to the First Amendment. Freedom of speech. Did you know that there are limits on the type of speech that you can use in the United States of America? Did you know there's no such thing as free speech in this country? No, you just can't say anything. Nope. That would be free speech to me. But free speech that we have has limits. Basically, if you're talking about things that concern national security, you can go to jail. Something to do with a court case or justice, you can go to jail. Personal safety, you can't go and threaten to kill somebody. You can go to jail. You can't lie about somebody in public media. It's called libel and or slander. There's a difference between the two. Without going to jail. Or at least being sued. There'll be repercussions. You can't go around and there's no... In basic cable, there aren't obscenities on TV. You know, there's no nudity on television. You have to pay for those channels. It has to be expressed that this is what is on this show. When you watch HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, that's what it shows. The ratings for the show that's coming on. This show has nudity. So you can make a decision. Now, if we had unlimited free speech, none of those would be necessary. You can say what you want, when you want, how you want. Nothing can happen to you by the government. But now, let's look at this. So we're not going to have limits on guns that people actually use to shoot people. But we will limit the First Amendment, which to me is the most important. And I know people will continually tell you that the Constitution was written by the framers and the fathers of the United States and all that to be a living, breathing, continuous document. It was written back then for now, and then that's a bald-faced lie. Because all I would have to tell you is look at the Third Amendment. The Third Amendment says that no soldier shall, in times of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. What does that mean? That means that basically the government can't put soldiers in your house for you to take care of them and live and blah 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 whatever in times of peace or war. Now, is that important? Is that important to today? Has that... No, that's never happened in this country. But it was important to them because that's what the British did. What I'm trying to tell you is these things were written for them at that time. And so they are to be changed as we go on. I mean, the Third Amendment right now is one of the dumbest things that is in the Bill of Rights. It's in the Constitution. It's pretty stupid. I won't even give you my whole thing on the Constitution itself, but let's just take it as a Bill of Rights. Third Amendment's pretty crap. Because it doesn't apply today. Never would apply today. And so when people tell you that the Second Amendment was meant to cover everything, it's not. Lots of people operate off fear. So let me talk to y'all that are scared of things and worry about safety and things like that. Let me give you this little bit of advice. You are not safe. You never were safe. You never will be safe. The thing is this. If I really want to harm you in some kind of way, you having a gun is not going to prevent me from doing it. It's just not. I'll find a smarter way to do it. I'll get you when you're at your car. I'll get you in your home before you get to your gun. I'll get you... I mean, it happens every day.
People will always tell you, like, look, this guy, intruder broke in, and this owner shot him. And that's why you need guns. But what they don't tell you is the stories of intruders breaking in, taking the person's guns, and shooting them. They don't tell you those stories because they don't benefit them or their argument. It's not like it never happens. And so I just feel like most of this is just BS. You know, I don't think anybody needs a semi-automatic or an automatic weapon. Nobody needs a rocket launcher. Let's all just calm down. Quit trying to be so... We're so afraid of stuff. I mean, what are you scared of? Well, this guy could break in and blah, blah, blah. It's all these people that live in the middle of nowhere. I'm afraid of somebody breaking in my house. Okay. You live in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's breaking into your house. I'm afraid of them coming and trying to take my property. Here's how it works. If they want your property, they will take it. There's nothing you can do, people. The way we are in the society we live in, if they want it, they can get it. That's pretty much it. So just get the thought out your head and go on. Alright, I think that's enough. It's the Burberry Lounge, and I'll be right back after this.
Just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Somehow, somewhere, someday. Mm-hmm.
come someday would come. Oh, soon a night to fly far away from here, where my mind can be fresh and clear. And I find the love that I long to see. Everybody can be what they want to be. Hey,
thank you for listening to the show. Let us know what you think. Share your questions or comments by calling us at 501-570-6830 or email us at theofficialberbery@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Now, back to the show.
So that's going to do it for the show today. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope it was informative. Hope I didn't lose you. I probably made you mad in one of these segments, but, you know, that's how it goes around here. I just don't feel like gun control and things like that aren't going to change overnight. Anything that's going to be done isn't going to change a whole lot of what's going on. And that's sad, because when kids die, all these people do is lay low. And then they come out later, and it's all about the money. The NRA used to be hunters and gun safety and gun advocates. Now it's just gun manufacturers, and they want to keep you buying. And this is good for business. This scares up business and things of that nature. I'm not scared. I'm sorry. I don't own a gun. I'm not upset if you own a gun. But there's just certain limits that should be placed on that. There's limits on everything else. Why not limits on that? That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you about my new book coming out, Sissification of America, coming out April 8th. You need to check that out. That's a good read. That'll piss a lot of people off. Just talking about how punkish our country is and how we do things in our culture. So that's one thing. Also the website, theberberylounge.com. You can find the show on iTunes. You can find the show on Stitcher. You can find the show on the website. You can also find recipes, blog posts, new music, poems. I do a lot on the website, so check it out. Inspiration. A lot of it is yoga based and things of that nature. You can also contact me on all forms of social media. Let me tell you how you can get me. You can find me on Twitter at Burberry Jones. You can find me on Facebook at Burberry Jones. You can also find me on Google Plus at, guess what, Burberry Jones. Yep, that's me. Contact the show through voicemail at 501-570-6830. Leave a message, question, comment, anything you want to talk about. I'll put it on the show. Then you can also email me at theofficialberbery@gmail.com. Same thing, I reply to everything. I mean, sometimes it takes me a day or two, but I'll get back with you. I'll get with everything. So again, hit me up that way. Find me on those outlets of social media, and we can talk about this. Let's all get involved with this and just talk. I mean, if we can talk about it, we can come to some kind of conclusion without being crazy.
It may not be everything I said. It may just be half, but that's what compromise is about. So, you guys have a good weekend. Take care of yourselves. I'll be back with another episode next week. Peace.
I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was my